Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We had a return and a heel turn on Fyter Fest last night, and an NXT gimmick is accused of being stolen twice. For Thursday, July the 21st, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
All the history, former World Tag Team Champions Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus. What is Jungle? Well, wait a minute. Is he here? Oh my God! Is it? Sure is. Look who's back! Got a nasty look in the eyes, does Jungle Boy right now.
And most importantly, Jungle Boy with the equalizer, the chair in hand.
Think of all the things that Christian Cage has said about Jungle Boy's family. I like the poise that Jungle Boy showed, but it's a two-on-one deal. Be careful.
And Jungle Boy knows as well as anybody the strength, the danger of Luchasaurus, and which side is Luchasaurus going to choose?
They were World Tag Team Champions for a long time. They started together in AEW.
Oh, Luchasaurus steps aside.
Whoa. Christian Cage is livid. There he goes.
Jungle Boy charging in.
What the? I can't believe this. He said, how this dog man is going after him.
He's chasing Christian Cage up the steps.
Christian Cage is hauling ass, but Jungle Boy's right on his tail. Catch him. Give me the other, give me the other.
AEW presented Fyter Fest last night, where we saw that reuniting between Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus, as Jungle Boy headed to the ring to help the team of the Varsity Blondes, who were getting a beating from Christian Cage and Luchasaurus. Jungle Boy squared up with Luchasaurus on the outside, and Luchasaurus stood to his side, seemingly aligning once again with Jungle Boy. This leads Christian Cage to make a run for it into the crowd, and that story continues. Is this setting up for a swerve from Luchasaurus? Am I the only one that thought that might be where we go with this? We'll watch that one. But Jungle Boy back after a couple of weeks away after his assault from Christian Cage, and they are squaring up for a grudge match down the road. We saw a heel turn last night as well during the Barbed Wire Everything match at Fyter Fest Week 2, as the members of the Jericho Appreciation Society were suspended in a shark cage. Ty Conti was attempting to get them down. She was jumped by Ruby Soho, and here comes Anna Jay to split that up and then knocks out Ruby Soho, sends her smashing into the turnbuckle, and then begins to assist Ty Conti in getting the shark cage down. This is a heel turn for Anna Jay, who was aligned with Ty Conti on the babyface side a few months back, and it seems like Anna has followed Ty Conti to the dark side on AEW. Full results from Fyter Fest and some of the other takeaways, including some rather gruesome pictures of Jericho after the match, can be found at cultaholic.com later today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's showtime, folks!
This is where the big boys play, huh?
Woo! And look, it's over! He's ready! Oh,
yeah! It's going to be the biggest battleground in the history of our sport.
The Cultaholic Classic Nitro Review is back later today, and Sam Driver and I, on our journey to watch every episode of Nitro from beginning to end, have made a pit stop at Clash of the Champions.
Brian Pillman. One-on-one now against Eddie Guerrero. And you know what? There was a moment in wrestling history that I had no idea occurred on this show that we're about to see.
Yeah, it's like really it outshines the match. The match is largely what you'd expect. It's great, but like, it's not exactly... it's not a show where we're getting these mega, mega, mega super blow-off matches. It's sort of a dolled-up Nitro match, really. But you still... You do still see quite a lot of nice action.
Yeah, so more cameras getting pushed around by Flying Brian as he heads to the ring. He's shaking the barricade, acting wild as Eddie Guerrero heads to ringside. Bobby Heenan says everybody at the airport was talking about Eddie Guerrero, saying, which means either people are impressed by him or they like his mum's chili. Okay, Heenan. Here you go. Apparently, Mike Tenay and Eric Bischoff are on the WCW hotline commenting about certain skits on another wrestling promotion. Yeah. So we mentioned this in the show last week. These are the Billionaire Ted skits that Bischoff has a good old rant about on the hotline this week. We talked about them last time. An iconic moment in Brian Pillman's loose cannon run occurs here.
Well, we've got first the standard Brian Pillman match fare.
Yes.
So that's like, he will go to lock up, sack it off, go tease the crowd, get out of the ring, come back in the ring when the referee's had enough, mug off Eddie again, mug off the crowd again, start throwing the horseman symbol everywhere, mug off the crowd some more, mug off Eddie, lock up a little bit, take down, mug him off some more. Just a lot of mugging off.
A lot of mugging off until he rolls out of the ring quite early on after the mugging off and hides behind commentary. He then starts pulling on Bobby Heenan's sports jacket. Heenan jumps out of his seat and flips out, shouting, "What the fuck are you doing?" He steps away from the table as Pillman pulls away. Now, Heenan is clearly rattled. He picks up his jacket, and it looks as if he's leaving the arena, but then he ends up just walking very slowly around in a full circle. Commentary acknowledge it once, but then sort of try and bring it back. I mean,
he just dropped fuck. He just dropped fuck on TV.
He just dropped an F.
It's not ideal. It's a reason that all this stuff needs to be planned in advance. I mean, the amount of commentary people we worked with in a past life where it was like, they need to know everything.
If you're going to do stuff, tell us.
Because, yeah. And usually it's stay the fuck away from the commentary table. Like, yeah. So it's
true. Now, Bobby Heenan in real life has a neck injury as well.
Yeah.
Has serious neck problems. Pillman creeping behind him, messing with his neck, just genuinely rattled him. He sits back down as the match gets underway apologizes.
When he does walk to the ramp, it does look like he's going to leave.
It looks like he's away, isn't he?
Because he stands there for a second. He's looking at the ring. He's looking back at the desk. And then he kind of has that moment. Deep exhale, goes back and sits down. But it's like...
He's very apologetic as he sits back down. He sounds really upset as well.
Oh yeah, well, I mean, he's a consummate professional. So
yeah, the unflappable Bobby.
Yeah, getting caught out like that, it can't be nice. It can't have been nice for his pride. And at the same time, it's fucking hilarious. It's amazing. It's like, you know, it's we're live, pal. It's all of those beautiful, like Ray and the fucking that's going doing the rounds at the minute.
Yeah,
Ray doing the pull ups and the shelf breaks. Just. There's so many moments where the wrestling mask slips, and this is just one of them, and it's great.
Strange match, this. Pillman doing some phenomenal character work, though. Slaps, stomps, general unorthodox motions, not unlike anybody else on the roster's doing stuff that Pillman's doing. Heenan quite quiet on commentary as well, so there's a weird awkwardness about this as well.
Yeah, Tony even calls Heenan shaken a couple of points, and I was like, you're going to fucking eat those words in a bit.
Guerrero gets back into the mix of the tornado DDT, though. They go back and forth. Pillman lands a cross body, and as he lands it, he pulls on the tights to get a cheeky, cheaty three.
But before the three even comes down, Bobby's back to his fucking feet.
Yeah.
Stood up, jacket on.
Pillman, yeah,
back to the crowd, backing away.
To keep away from whatever.
Well,
Pillman
comes out immediately to get out onto commentary table, it looked like, because his legs are out over there. And Heenan was just like, fuck this.
I don't want anything to do with this. Liam O'Rourke has written a brilliant book on Brian Pillman called Crazy Like a Fox. Mm-hmm. And I've got the book at home. And when I was sat watching this, I must admit, I'm trying to recall from the book what goes on here. And bless Liam. Thank you, Liam, for dropping me a message just before I came in here to remind me. So basically, this was a legit thing. I know some people ask whether this was a work, whether this was a shoot. This was a legitimate incident.
Well, he wouldn't have dropped the F.
Would not have dropped the F bomb, even if that.
I reckon they would have gone as far as dropping an accidental shit because WWF did it with Brett. Like, this is bullshit. But fuck was, you know, big boy word.
I asked Liam, was there any blowback after this? And he said Heenan was more worried that him saying fuck W would get him in trouble with TBS, which it didn't. They told Heenan and everybody else that all the heat for that bit fell on Brian Pillman.
Yeah.
Heenan was happy because it meant, okay, I'm not going to get any wrong for this.
Yeah.
And Brian Pillman was ecstatic. So I was like, yeah, the heat.
Doing my job
properly.
Give me all the heat. Everybody thinks I'm wild.
Yeah, everyone thinks I'm a cunt. Come on. Like, Pillman's over the moon. That he's getting all the bad. He's getting all the heat for this thing from executives and networks. It's like, yeah, this is exactly what I want. And it's feeding into a much wider story with Brian Pillman that is weeks away.
Sam Driver and myself on the Cultaholic Classic Nitro review a little bit later on the Cultaholic podcast feed. You can also watch the episode at patreon.com/cultaholic.
Day mathematical superhero has arrived in NXT.
Yeah, I'm ready to reserve judgment. Superheroes, they come in all shapes and sizes. Some like the Hulk, they're big, strong, bad. Axiom says he can use the power of the mind in the ring. It's a bit of a Goodwill Hunting type of thing, I think. I am going to reserve judgment on crowning him the next Superman. Show me, don't tell me, Axiom. The floor is yours.
Now, it's one thing to be accused of theft once, but how about twice? We saw the debut of Axiom on NXT on Tuesday night. A brand new look for the former A-Kid. Superhero-like, as many have said, which is kind of the gimmick and the shtick. But it seems like this was an idea that they've had previously. So, in a post on Twitter, Chelsea Green claimed that Deonna Purrazzo was the one that came up with the Axiom gimmick, the one that they have given to A-Kid in NXT. Green put out a tweet saying, "I am dead. This is everything Deonna Purrazzo pitched." Perrazzo replies to this saying, it only took them 4 years to understand. And then Lance Storm adding to that saying, intellectual property unfortunately means they own every idea you have while under contract. So this is an idea that Deanna Perrazzo had that they weren't too keen on. 4 years later, the mathematician come superhero is a thing. Now let's talk about the appearance of Axiom, that gold and black sheer number with a very uniquely shaped mask as well, with some purple flecks in the face. This caught the attention of indie wrestler Razorwing, who competes in a gold and black number with gold sheer and purple bits on the mask. He put out a tweet with a photo of himself next to Axiom, even doing practically the same pose. Razorwing putting out a tweet with pictures either side saying, Mum, can we get some Razorwing? We have Razorwing at home. Hashtag core core. Check out the picture for yourself on Twitter today at Razorwing, and you can see the alarming similarity between indie wrestler Razorwing and NXT's Axiom. So new classic review of the Nitro variety on the podcast feed later today. You can also check out now a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps. I was in conversation with former NXT UK referee Artemis, who gives some rather intriguing details as to why she left NXT UK. We also talk about her passion as a drummer and her passion for being a teacher, among many other things. It's a lovely chat that I had with Artemis, former NXT UK referee. You can check it out right now on the Cultaholic podcast feed. On the YouTube channel, check out the 10 best WWE matches that are under 5 minutes. You haven't got to go long to have a good time. Stop it. Stop it. And you can check out 10 examples of that at youtube.com/cultaholic. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to...
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Join us. Love you. Bye.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.